Track 12.
The lorry is very convenient for door-to-door transport throughout Europe. It's also very flexible. You can go wherever you want. This is why most firms choose to send their goods by road.
True, but Europe's road networks suffer from increasing congestion. A major contributor is freight traffic between EU countries. You often find an almost unbroken line of heavy goods vehicles on important EU routes.
Yes, I know. It often makes driving very unpleasant and even dangerous for the ordinary motorist.
It certainly does. But lorries are also costly, both in economic and environmental terms. Although there is often no alternative for the first or last leg of a journey, there are often costly delays on longer journeys. And, of course, lorries cause a lot of pollution.
But what are the alternatives? A big problem is that rail transport and shipping have not kept pace with the huge growth in trade within the EU. Rail transport is often very slow, though the major rail companies are trying to change this. The European Commission is also trying to encourage companies to move their freight from the roads to rail by offering subsidies.
What exactly do you mean by shipping?
Well, I mean either short sea routes or inland waterways. Germany has always been keen on inland waterways like the Rhine or Elbe, but other EU countries are beginning to realise that they can make a big contribution to cutting carbon emissions.
Of course, we are all under pressure to find ways of reducing CO2 emissions.
Yes, though I'm sure it won't be easy to shift a significant volume of freight from the roads. As you said, the lorry is so convenient in spite of the extra tolls that many countries impose. Rail links and waterways may just not go where you want to go.